Mr. Stink by David Williams. Mr. Stink stank, he also stunk, and if it is correct English to say he stinked, then he stinked as well. He was the stinkiest stinky stinker who ever lived. A stink is the worst type of smell. A stink is worse than a stench, and a stench is worse than a pong, and a pong is worse than a whiff. And a whiff can be enough to make your nose wrinkle. It wasn't Mr. Stink's fault he stank. He was a tramp after all. He didn't have a home, so he never had the chance to have a proper wash like you and me. After a while, the smell just got worse and worse. And Mr. Stink was sitting often on a bench in the park, with his rucksack beside him, an old cane, raggedy clothes, and an old pair of shoes, and his specs balanced on the end of his nose, and his dog was at his feet. However, he felt he was quite a snappy dresser with his bow tie and tweed jacket. But don't be fooled. This smell was something else. This that I'm reading couldn't be a scratch and sniff book, but the smell would have been so bad if it had been a scratch and sniff book. You would have had to have put it in the bin and then bury the bin very deep underground. His little black dog was with him, and the dog was called the Duchess. The Duchess wasn't any particular breed of dog. She was just a dog. She smelt too, but not as bad as Mr. Stink. Nothing in the world really smelt as bad as him, except his beard. His beard was full of old bits of egg and sausage and cheese that had fallen out of his mouth years before. It had never ever been shampooed, so it had some special stink about it, even worse than his main one. One morning Mr. Stink simply appeared in the town and took up residence on that old wooden bench. No one knew where he had come from or where he might be going. The town folk were mostly nice to him. They sometimes dropped a few coins at his feet before rushing off with their eyes watering with the smell. But no one was really friendly towards him. Nobody really stopped for a chat. At least, not till the day that a little girl finally plucked up the courage to speak to him, and that's where our story begins. "Hello," said the girl, her voice trembling a little with nerves. The girl was called Chloe. She was only 12, and she had never spoken to a tramp before. Her mother had forbidden her to speak to such creatures. Mother even disapproved of her daughter talking to the kids from the local council estate. But Chloe didn't think Mr. Stink was a creature. She thought he was a man who looked like he had a very interesting story to tell. And if there's one thing Chloe loved, it was stories. Every day she would pass him and his dog in her parents' car on the way to her posh private school. Whether in sunshine or snow, he was always sitting in the same bench with his dog by his feet. As she luxuriated on the leather of the back seat of her poisonous little sister called Annabelle, Chloe would look out of the window at the old man in wonder. Millions of thoughts and questions would swim through her head. Who was that old man? Why did he live in the streets? Had he ever had a home? What did his dog eat? Did he have any friends or family at all? If so, did they know he was homeless? Where did he go at Christmas? If you wanted to write him a letter, what address would you put in the envelope? The bench. You know the one round the corner from the bus stop. When was the last time he'd had a bath? And could his name really be Mr. Stink? Chloe was the kind of girl who loved being alone with her thoughts. Often she would sit on her bed and make up stories about Mr. Stink. Sitting in her own room, she would come up with all kinds of fantastic tales. Maybe Mr. Stink was a heroic old sailor who had won dozens of medals for bravery, but had found it impossible to adapt to life in dry land. Or maybe he was a world-famous opera singer who one night, on hitting in the top note in an aria at the Royal Opera House, lost his voice and could never sing again. And maybe he was really a Russian secret agent who had put on an elaborate tramp disguise to spy on the people of the town. Chloe didn't really know anything about Mr. Stink, but what she did know on that day when she stopped to talk to him for the first time was that he looked like as if he needed the £5 note she was holding much more than she did. He seemed lonely too, not just alone, but lonely in his soul. That made Chloe sad. She knew full well what it was like to feel lonely. Chloe didn't like school very much. Mother had insisted in sending her to a posh all-girls secondary school, and she hadn't made any friends there. Chloe didn't like being at home much either. Wherever she was, she had the feeling that she didn't quite fit in. What's more, it was Chloe's least favourite time of the year was Christmas. Everyone is supposed to love Christmas, especially children. But Chloe, she hated it. She hated the tinsel, she hated the crackers, she hated the carols, she hated having to watch the Queen's speech, she hated the mince pies, she hated that it never really snowed like it's supposed to. She hated sitting down with her family to a long, long dinner, and most of all, she hated how she had to pretend to be happy just because it was December the 25th. "What can I do for you, young lady?" said Mr. Stink. His voice was unexpectedly posh. As no one had ever stopped to talk to him before, he stared slightly suspiciously at this little plump girl. Chloe was suddenly a bit frightened. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to talk to the old tramp after all. She'd been working up to this moment for weeks, months even. What was happening, wasn't how it all played out in her head. To make matters worse, Chloe had to stop breathing through her nose. The smell was starting to get to her. It was like a living thing, creeping its way up her nostrils and burning the back of her throat. "Well, I'm sorry to bother you." "Yes," said Mr. Stink, a little impatiently. Chloe was taken aback. Why was he in such a hurry? He always sat on his bench. It wasn't like he suddenly needed to go somewhere else. At that moment, Duchess the dog started barking at Chloe, and Chloe felt even more scared. Sensing this, Mr. Stink pulled the Duchess's lead, which was really just an old piece of rope, to encourage her to be quiet. "Well," Chloe went on nervously, "my auntie sent me £5 to buy myself a Christmas present. But I really don't need anything, so I thought I would give it to you." Mr. Stink smiled. Chloe smiled too. For a moment it looked as if he was going to accept Chloe's offer. Then he looked down at the pavement. "Thank you," he said. "Unimaginable kindness, but I can't take it. Sorry." Chloe was confused. "Why ever not?" she said. "You're but a child. £5. It's too generous. I just thought. It's really kind of you, but I'm afraid I can't accept. Tell me, how old are you, young lady?"
10.
12, said Chloe loudly. She was a little short for her age, but liked to think she was grown up in lots of other ways. "I'm 12. I'll be 13 on January the 9th. "Sorry, you're 12, nearly 13. Go and buy yourself one of these new CD discs. Don't you worry about an old vagabond like me," he smiled. There was a real twinkle in his eye when he smiled. "If it's not too rude," said Chloe, "can I ask you a question?" "Of course you can." "Well, I'd love to know, why do you live on a bench and not in a house like me?" Mr. Stink shuffled slightly and looked anxious. "It's a long, long story, my dear. Maybe I'll tell you another day." Chloe was disappointed. She wasn't sure there would be another day. If her mother found out she'd even been talking to this man, let alone offering him money, she would do her nut. "Well, sorry for bothering you," said Chloe. "Have a lovely day." As the word came out of her mouth, she cringed. "What a stupid thing I've said. How could he possibly have a lovely day? He was a smelly old tramp, and the sky was glowing growling gloomy with black clouds. She took a few paces up the street, feeling embarrassed. "What's that on your back, child?" shouted out Mr. Stink. "What's what on my back?" said Chloe, trying to look over her shoulder. She reached round and tore a piece of paper from her blazer, and she looked at it. Written on the piece of paper in thick black letters was a single word, "Loser." L-O-S-E-R. Chloe felt her stomach twist with humiliation. That Rosamond must have sellotaped it to her when she left school. Rosamond was the head girl of the cool gang. She was always bullying Chloe, picking on her for eating too many sweets, or for being poorer than the other girls at school, or for being the girl that neither team ever wanted on their side in the hockey matches. As Chloe left school today, Rosamond patted her on the back several times, saying "Merry Christmas," while all the others laughed. Now Chloe knew why. Mr. Stink rose creakily from his bench and took the paper from Chloe's hands. "I can't believe I've been going round with that in my back all afternoon," said Chloe. She was embarrassed to feel tears welling up in her eyes, and she looked away, blinking into the sunlight. "What is it, child?" said Mr. Stink. Chloe sniffed. "Well," she said, "it's true, isn't it? I really am a loser." Mr. Stink bent down to look at her. "No," he said, "you're not a loser. The real loser is the person who stuck it to you in the first place." Chloe tried to believe him, but couldn't quite. For as long as she could remember, she had felt like a loser. Maybe Rosamond and all those other girls in her gang were right. "There's only one place for this," said Mr. Stink. He screwed up the piece of paper, and like a cricket player, he expertly bowled it into the bin. Chloe clocked this, and her imagination immediately started whirring. I wonder if he'd once been the captain of an English football team. Mr. Stink brushed his hands together. "Good riddance to bad rubbish," he said. "Thanks," said Chloe. "Not at all," said Mr. Stink. "You mustn't let bullies get you down." "I'll try," said Chloe. "Nice to meet you, Mr. Everybody called him Mr. Stink, but she didn't know if he knew that. It felt rude to say the word Stink to his face. "Stink," he said. "They call me Mr. Stink." "Okay. Nice to meet you, Mr. Stink. I am Chloe." "Hello, Chloe," said Mr. Stink. "You know, Mr. Stink," said Chloe, "I still might go to the shops. Do you need anything, like a bar of soap or something?" "Thank you, my dear," he replied, "but I have no use for soap. You see, I had a bath only last year, but I would love some sausages. I do adore a nice meaty sausage."